All right, please say good morning to Laura Waters is with us, and Mike McAlpin is with us. These are the folks who are involved in the Edie Hudak recall. And Evie is, Evie, we invited Evie on the radio show this morning. Did you happen to hear Tom Mauser on the radio show this morning, you guys?
Good morning, Peter. It's Mike here.
Michael, good morning. Hey, look over. Laura, good morning to you.
Good morning. Thank you,
Peter. Did you guys hear Tom Mauser this morning?
I heard a little bit, Peter.
Yeah. I mean, he has said that he's been up there protesting the petition gatherers, which is certainly all First Amendment stuff. But first of all, I need to make this clear because I was making it clear to him. The word brown shirt was never used by you, and goon was never used by you. And his first accusation was you said those things. And I said, no, that you had not said those things. That, in fact, the word goon was me, and I think a caller, when we were naming the crew of people to help, and someone used brown shirt, but it certainly wasn't you.
Thank you for that clarification.
Yeah.
It wasn't. Yeah.
No, and he came in loaded for bear to talk about brown shirt. And I said, first things first, I said goon, and brown shirt was said by a listener, and I asked him to make an apology to you, and it took a couple of minutes. But so for clarification, Mr. Mauser suggested none of this was true, that there was nobody blocking people from getting out of cars, and none of that happened. Would you like to go on the record and talk about what has happened?
Well, I'll run in with that one. Peter, you've got it on your own website, links to it. We've got it on our own website, photos. You know, that's the truth right there. And, you know, we have discussed this before. To say that these people are not getting in the way of others' First Amendment rights is simply a falsehood.
Yeah.
And you can wish and claim and project as much as you want. The truth is right there for everybody to see.
Yeah. Do Laura would like to add to that?
I could just echo, I think, what Mike said, and there are some of the protesters who are being respectful, keeping their 15 feet distance, and there are some who are just ignoring that, mm-hmm. Our space and our standing in front of our signs and not. So it's, you know, in every group, there's going to be some on either end of the extreme.
No, I agree with you, but for him to suggest that that wasn't happening when I've seen the film, I mean, people blocking their doors from being allowed to be open. And like Mike has talked about, another time, they pick their targets.
Sure.
I mean, when 6'3" Bubba pulls up the sign, nobody runs out and tries to block Bubba from getting out of the truck.
You know,
boy, is that true, Peter. Yeah. And, you know, the part that breaks my heart the most is when they go after older people.
Yeah.
And, you know, these are oftentimes veterans, people who have gone to great effort because they can't move like they once did, to come on down and to watch them be yelled and screamed at.
Mm-hmm.
And what this is all about is intimidation.
Sure.
They can't win the argument. No. So what they're trying to do is to stop the argument.
Yeah.
They don't want people to express their rights, to go out, to sign, to vote. They want to bully them into not doing it in the first place.
And we weren't going to stand for it, and you guys have done this excellent job. So just to try and get a recap here, this is part of Recall Evie Hudak. And after the wins of Angela Garone and John Morris, Hudak is now here. Now, you need 19,000. How many valid signatures do you need?
And
go ahead, Laura.
It's just under 19,000 valid.
Yeah. Now, from my reading, because when Evie won, it was a presidential year, so there was a big turnout. So you have to get that. You have to have that threshold to the last election or the election that she won in. So
that's right.
The number's high.
Yes.
And so I've loved some of the editorials written that it's good if she loses, which I thought was just laugh out loud funny. But having said all of those things, how close are you, and where are you going to be this weekend?
So we're about a third of the way through the process right now, and we're doing well. We have huge support, and the reality for us is bad weather is coming, and folks who would like to sign, we really want you to sign now. Folks who want to volunteer, we really want you to volunteer right now, because if we've got 12 inches of snow, it's going to be an environment where folks don't come out. So we need you today. And the support we're having is amazing. You know, for instance, our 80th and Wadsworth site, right there at the northwest corner, we're there all the time. you can stand there, and it's like being in a parade. Everybody is honking and waving, giving you a thumbs up. It's actually fabulous. So we're doing well. We need more help, and you can come down anytime. We have a huge group coming up. Pueblo is supporting us this weekend. They're coming up. Colorado Springs is coming up. We have folks driving in from Bailey. Laura, what's the farthest away spot we have driving in?
I do believe it might be Pueblo. Pueblo and Fort Collins are coming from both ends. So
the guys will be out with the petitions, and remember, you have to be in the district.
To sign.
And I know that plenty of people will try monkey warfare on you guys, and they have tried to do that by blocking people and stopping people. But everybody's going to be at caution, and these guys are, as we say, doing the Lord's work. But it was interesting to hear the perceptions of the people who oppose you. But Hudak's on the run, so we'll see what happens. There's no guarantees in life. There's certainly any guarantees in this, right?
Oh, that's for sure.
Yeah, let me give you a good one.
Go ahead.
Go ahead, Laura.
I was just going to say, we would love to blanket the cities of Arvada and Westminster this weekend with volunteers in green shirts, though. Mm-hmm. So come on down to the headquarters tomorrow morning around 8 or 8:30, and we'll get you set up.
Very cool. Mike, anything you want to put on that?
You know, next weekend, up and coming, out of respect for the Vice President of the United States, we are going to have a Joe Biden Memorial Shotgun giveaway.
Oh, the double barrel?
You know, we haven't decided yet. It's one that you can point up into the darkness.
Oh, yeah.
And make yourself safe.
Remember Joe said.
Right.
Give them both barrels. Yeah.
He said you should have one, so we're going to give one away.
Just do it and do it in the dark. Just shoot off the porch. I've told Dr. Biden that. Remember that?
Well, we would love to have you come down for the giveaway. And how are you doing with the name for the folks who are coming down to help us out?
We have been barraged, and we haven't. Ooh. I got to bring you all that stuff, too. It's just been a crazy couple of days for all of us. So I will get all that to you, and I'll let you pick. You think I'm crazy enough to pick a winner?
Well, I'll tell you what. We've got our 92-year-old volunteer. How about we let him pick?
Well, you know what? You got yourself a deal.
All right.
You got yourself a deal. I'll talk to you first part of the week. Have a good weekend, both of you guys. Thank you.
Thank you, Peter.
Thank you, Peter.
They're good folks, everybody. Laura Waters and Mike McAlpin, and that was sort of in response to the charges made by Tom Mauser. Heated morning.